Another Blair in the Morning Man House, you know what it is, man. And we Family Wednesday. And today, family, we are talking to y'all about, of course, the re-release of the videotape here in Charlotte, America. We Family Wednesday, though, being brought to you by Allstate. Make sure you join Power 98 this Friday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Allstate, located at 809 East Airwood Road. Whether buying your first home or setting up a retirement, Karan Barry is here to help. Log on to power98fm.com for more information. What up, Karan? They're talking about re-releasing the body cam video of the shooting of Mr. Franklin on Bates Ford Road at the Burger King. They're saying the public was only shown about two minutes and some change of the video, when the full video is 11 minutes. So they're saying that 9 minutes of the video was left out. They've been to court over it, and they're talking about releasing the video today around 5 or tomorrow before noon. We wanted to ask Madhouse Nation, what do y'all feel about, you know, only being shown what they're calling part of the video, and do you want to see the full 11 minutes? Ms. Jessica Girl, next up.
I would like to see the full 11 minutes. But I'm not 100% sure if that is going to change my perspective on what happened. I'm interested in seeing it. Mm-hmm. I've heard reports that medical assistance was not provided to this young man until the ambulance arrived. And that was about 8 minutes later, which, if that is true, that is just inhumane for nobody to offer any type of medical assistance to him after being shot. So I am interested in seeing it, but I don't know if it's going to change my perspective on what happened.
Burp.
It's not going to change my perspective. And it's not going to really, I don't think the release of the entire 11-minute video is not going to do anything but make people even more upset.
Yeah.
That's all it's going to do. Because, I mean, let's be honest. We've seen this, I don't know how many times. Something's going to come around to where the officer Curl, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. And it's a shame, but it's reality. Nothing's going to happen. So even releasing an 11-minute video, what they're going to do?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What that might do is it actually might make things worse than what it is, as far as the community, in the community, our relationship that we have with the police officers, the trust that they have in the police officers, the faith that they have and supposed to have in the police officers. It was already tarnished with the Keith Lamont Scott thing. It was ruined, actually. Now it's just like, I mean, we've seen this movie a million times. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, I hate to say it like that. I honestly hate to say it like that, but it's the truth. We've seen this movie a million times, and the same result has come each and every time in Ferguson, Missouri, in L.A., in New York with Sean Bell, with Jonathan Farrell. We've seen it a million times. So, I mean, the one time that something did happen was the guy down, where was that? Was it Charleston?
Mm-hmm. He just received 20 years in prison.
Right. One time. Because he blatantly shot somebody in the back, and that just happened to be caught on film.
Shot somebody in the back and planted a gun. And lied about the whole thing.
And that just happened to be caught on film. But had that not been caught on film, would it have been the same ending as we always see?
Well, we don't know because...
Right.
I mean...
Right.
Because he clearly tried to put him a story together.
Right. That was blatant.
Yeah, he tried to put him a story.
But even with these, man...
My hope is that, you know, you're right, Burby. We see this play out time after time after time again. My hope is that one day it will change. Mm-hmm. And so we have the opportunity here in Charlotte to be a part of that change, mm-hmm, depending on what is seen in the rest of this video. Mm-hmm. So that is why I do want to see the rest of this video. I want to see what's going to come out of it. And I, my hope is that we here in this community will do right by what is seen, if in fact what we're seeing is wrong. And, you know, from what I saw, I believe it's wrong. So I hope that we can begin the start of seeing change and holding people accountable when they do wrong.
570 WPEG, Madhouse Nation. We ask y'all to chime in on the video being released. Hit us up and let us know. Do you want to see it? And what do you hope to come from? It's Pot 88.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. Yeah, the struggle
is real. What up, Madhouse family? What up, Madhouse Nation? We're talking about the release of the video that's coming either today at 5 or tomorrow before noon. The re-release of the officer-involved shooting of Denquarius Franklin on Bates Ford Road. Actually, y'all, do y'all want to see the full 11 minutes? What do you feel about it? Good morning. Pot 88, good morning.
Good morning, man.
What up, man, bro?
Yeah, I got a comment about this video.
Mm-hmm.
So when the video comes out, it's going to show us two things. It's possible. First thing it'll show us is, was the officer remorseful after the shooting?
Mm-hmm.
If she was, then we may see the situation in a different light. It's also possible that they were calloused and didn't care, and it'll show us how they felt after they killed this man. And it's going to also show us if Chief Kirkputney was hiding anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's very vital,
right,
to know, in my opinion.
Right.
But it's possible that after seeing the video, they may be uprisers, riots, and whatever else. It's because in a situation where you get pulled over by the police and you got a legal firearm, you tell them you have the firearm and they kill you. You know, you selling CDs, they kill you. You're doing stuff that's normal and they kill you. So at some point, we got to start fighting back, man.
All right. Thank you, brother. Pot 88, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today, Larry?
Good, bro.
Yeah. I was just wondering, when are we going to come together as people to stop all this shooting by these cops? You know, but when cops get killed and everything, you know, it's something totally different. But when black people get killed, there's nothing happening or nothing like that, you know. And as a citizen of the United States and everything, I would like to know, when is it going to stop?
That's a good question. Thank you, my brother.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right.
Pot 88, good morning.
How you doing? Pretty much, I just feel like if they release the rest of that video, it's just going to make things worse. We already see what happened. We already see that pretty much they asked him to put the gun down. He put the gun down. They shot him. And you clearly see him saying, y'all asked me to put the gun down. But the one thing that I do want people to know is Charlotte police have gotten a lot better. They're definitely better than Concord police. And just everybody just has to come together and just hopefully the justice system will do the right thing with this officer, because, I mean, that wasn't justified. It wasn't right at all.
Thank you, brother. Pot 88, good morning.
Hey, what's up, No Limit? This is Money Mike.
What up, Money Mike?
What's comment?
What up?
We were talking about the video.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was very disturbing. I'm still trying to figure out why she shot him and why she had to shoot him three times at that range. And I see a lot of these white guys shooting up churches and stuff, and they all get brought in alive and stopped by Burger King on the way to jail and everything. But I don't understand why our lives don't matter.
All right. Thank you, bro. Pot 88, good morning.
I don't understand why they want to release it when it's not going to prove anything for, you know, the good. I mean, it's still going to be whatever. It's still going to be, you know, it's going to be somebody else fighting somewhere else.
Hopefully not. Releasing of the video, we're taking your comments. 570 WPEG. They said they only showed the public 2 minutes. The actual video was 11 minutes. They're talking about releasing. Well, it has been ordered that the release of the full body cam video come out either today or tomorrow by noon. 570 WPEG. It's a Week Family Wednesday. It's Adam Ad out.
I do want to see the rest of the videotape, and I do want to know if she was remorseful. But I also want to say first, here in Charlotte. I love this city, and I don't want us to riot. And I want to know if we can come out, and we know what happened. We saw what happened. But first, we have to stop killing each other. Stop killing each other. You want the police to stop killing us? Then we should stop killing each other.
Paradia, good morning.
Yeah, so I was just commenting on the situation with the video. My whole thing is I hope there's not any riots, but we got to start in our community to show that we care for one another. I mean, we're killing each other off, and then we're yelling Black Lives Matter. We got to show in our community that our lives matter all together to ourselves, you know, for the police and for any other race to see this. Because when we're doing these riots, just because a police officer, you know, killed a Black person or something, it's not making any sense for them. So we need to come together as a community first.
Thank you, baby.
That's just my opinion.
Paradia, good morning.
Question is, we know white officers have been killing Blacks for the beginning of time. The question is, to me, is when the Black officer is going to stand up. I haven't seen not one incident that the Black officer stand up. You're Black before you're police officer. So y'all need to stand up too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.